Well, I'm going to assume that the OSB would be 3/4 inch also, which it really isn't. They're a little bit different. Right. But first off, the OSB is really heavy, so don't lift it up. I mean, it's going to break your back.
Well, is it the polymers and the glue in there that does that?
The density of it is something else. But the bottom line is plywood is different skins of wood with the grains going perpendicular to each other. That's where it gets its strength. Frank Lloyd Wright kind of came up with that idea a long time ago. So plywood's incredibly strong because of the grain changes. Now, the OSB, what they do is they chip wood up into little tiny pieces and glue it together. And it does have some granule changes, but it's real susceptible to damage with moisture. And, of course, Sour Lake and Beaumont, it's probably worse than Houston when it comes to humidity.
I'm thinking.
Because we're getting real close to Louisiana there. So the OSB products are not a good idea when it comes to humid climates. I guess, you know, if we're in Arizona, I probably would have a little different idea about this, but plywoods are the way to go. It's just a stronger product, it's a better product, and it holds up better to the humidities. It's always going to be the leader. The OSBs are always going to try to compete, and they're always going to be cheaper, and that's their big selling point, is they cost less.